Okay, let's get into Perek Chaf Chesens of Sefer Yecheskel. And we have the third Perek about Tzor, but this one is about the leaders of Tzor. Till the end of the Perek one, we have a little about Sidon, which is was a neighbor of Tzor. But this one is about the leaders of Tzor after the destruction was described in the previous Prakim. So now Hashem says to the leaders, Vahid Dvar Hashem Elai Limar Ben Adam, Emor Linagid Tzor, say to the Nagid of Tzor. So here the word Nagid is used in Pasuk Beis, in a couple of Psukim, in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, it says about the Melech of Tzor. Some say this is referring to the same person. Is it that Nagid is another word for a leader? But the Malbim, Kedarka Bakodesh, picks up on every single word and says, no, of course not. One's Nagid, one's Melech. What is the two? So as we will see, the Medrash points out, first he quotes it from the Abarbanel. Karhei Rabbi Yitzchak Abarbanel, She Nagid Tzor Eino Melech Tzor, She Yazkir Achareze. Vidaito, the Abarbanel assumes, Shehanagid hu pakid al inyonei hamedina, the Nagid is the one who's lamaisa involved in the everyday, day-to-day activities of the country, u'melech u'inyan acher, and the melech is a different inyan. What is that inyan? As we will see, we'll mention it already now. The Malbim says that according to the Medrash, Chiram, the one that helped Shlomo HaMelech build the Beis HaMikdash, he lived hundreds of years and he was still alive now until he was killed by Nebuchadnezzar. That's the Melech Tzor that's being referred to. And the Medrash says, there's one Medrash at least that says that Chiram went into Gan Eden alive, one of the people. And they all learn it out from Sukkim in our Perek, as we will see. But it says, the Malbim, Lefi HaPshat, that Chiram should be made Shlomo Zachal a covered gadol mitzad shenichnas bebrisim David. Yes, he had tremendous a covered gadol, and after he died, Chiram didn't have to live 500 years long. But after he died, lo kiblu ha'amelach acher, just the people of Tzor did not make a new king in his stead, because how could they be? He was the most righteous. Rak masra an hagas hamedina biyad nagid. There was only one king, the king of Tzor. They had somebody that was involved in the day to day activities, and that was the nagid. But the king is Tzor. V'dmus diog. This is still a Malbim. The most Yogno Shel Chiram Tziru. They made a statue, a painting of Chiram. She Yoshev Al Kiso U Nishra Chupo Salav. They had a painting, a statue. May Avanim Tovos Kasha Yoshev Gan Eden, as if Kiilu he was still there. Or you might say Hoshivu Ish Chacham Biyafet Tor Tachtav. Or they had somebody who functioned like in his stead, but he was not involved in the Asik of the Medina because they didn't want to, let's say, make him lowly to be involved in the day-to-day activities, but he just had him sitting there on the throne. Kilu hu chiram ayoshi began eden. V'karu oso melech tzor ki hu chiram ba'atzmo lefitim yonam. He was the symbol of chiram. Either way, so this is the nagid and the melech. So back to the beginning of the parak. So Koamar ben Adam emor lenagid tzor, say about this nagid. Koamar Hashem Elokim yan gava libcha v'tomer, because your heart was raised. Balgaiva, and you let it go to your head. Vatomer, Kel, El Ani. I am a God. Moshav Elohim Yashavti. Belev Yamim. I have set up my throne in the heart of the Yam. Heart of the Yam, I'm here. Rav Rashi quotes that for the Medrash that he built a throne with seven different levels that he set on the seventh one to parallel the seven Rekiyim. But he said, I am like God. Says, Yechazkal, Yata Adam Velo El. You are a man. Remember that you are a man. Don't make yourself into a god. Right? Focus on yourself. So then you are forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Gemara in Bar Chulin. Sorry, the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Pei Tes. The last daf of the sixth parak right before Gid Anasha. The Gemara there says, Pei Tes Amid Aleph. Why does Hashem love us? Lo meirubchem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem b'chem. Amar lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael. Choshkani b'chem sha'afilu b'shah sh'ani mashpia lechem gedula. Hashem says, why do I love the Jewish people? Because even when I are mashpia on their ruler's greatness, atem mam'itin atzmechem lefanai. Right? You make yourself small in front of me. For example, says the Gemara, Nasati gedula Avram sh'ne'am amar lefanai v'nochi afra v'efer. L'moshe v'yaron, amar v'nachnu ma. Right, all the expressions of humility. L'david amar v'anochi tola'as v'lo ish. Avalo ovdei kol chavim einon kein. Nasati gedula l'nimrod, amar hava nivna lanu ir. Paro, amar mi Hashem. L'sancherev, amar mi b'chol olakei arvatzos. U'l'nevuchadetzar, amar alel b'amaseyav. Lechira Melech Tzur, our pasuk, Amar Moshe Velakim, Yashavti Belev Yamim. So this is the contrast of all the Jewish leaders and the non-Jewish leaders. The Gemara continues and says, greater is what's said by Moshe and Aaron more than Avraham, because Avraham at least is dirt. Anochi Avraham Ve'efer. Moshe and Aaron said, Venachnu Ma, they're nothing. Nefesh HaChaim talks about that, about what the difference is between those two expressions. We'll see if there's time. If not, Shar Gimel, Perek, Yud Gimel. But either way, this is the Gaiva. So Hashem says, you had everything, but you let it go to your head. You are a human. You are not a God. V'hine chacham atah mi Daniel. Are you smarter than Daniel? The Radak says that Daniel was a very famously wise person at that time. Nebuchadnezzar thought he was so wise. Kol sasum. Lo amamucha. The hidden things are not confusing for you. You know everything? In Daniel, in the end of Perek Beis, Nebuchadnezzar wants the opposite. He wants to make Daniel into a deity. He wants to deify him and bow down to him. And Daniel says, no, don't. Right, like Yosef said, that it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives Chachma. Exactly the opposite of you, King of Tzor, or Nagid of Tzor. B'chachmascha uvisvunascha asita l'cha chayil. With your Chachma and your Tfuna, you made chayil. Vata'as zov ha-kesev otzrosecha, and you created zov and kesev in your otzars. What does that mean? Vata'as, and the next pasuk, b'rov chachmascha b'rechulascha. B'rechulascha maybe is a lashon of not totally honest, right? You gathered money and riches, but maybe it wasn't so straight. But in what you did, your heart was raised. The Malbim again says that you got this money properly. You used a lot of all this magic and incantations. That's Birchulascha, right? You think you got it. Sheyadata meleches ha alikemia oskulos udvarim ne'elamim acha matchios apchusim amunachim botrosecha yishafkul lezav hakesef. You took the lowly inferior metals in your treasure house and you made them into gold and silver, but it's all magic. Oshivali chim kzav hakesef api chachma ne'elma v'talims, right, talismans. Halo loba ofan ze asif asafta osher. Meaning you didn't get it with your chachma. You shouldn't have nothing to be a balgaiva about. Lachain ko amar Hashem Elokim. Yan titchas levavcha b'kalev Elokim, because you pretended to be a god. And all the leaders in history, Sancherev and Nebuchadnezzar and Paro, what happened to all of them? They put themselves in the place of God, and they were forced to show that they were not. Zarim aritzei gayim. I will bring against you fierce opponents. Ve'heiriku charvosam al yofi chachmasecha. They will open up their swords on the beauty of your chachma. V'chilu yifasecha. La'shachas yoriducha. They'll put you down in the shachas. V'amata mamosei chalol. They'll kill you like corpses. The Radak says, mamosei chalol is a slow death. Hamar tomar Elohim ani lefnei argecha. You're going to tell them, oh, I'm a god, don't kill me. Right? Sarcasm in the Tanakh. Right? Tell them I'm a god, you can't kill me. V'yata adam v'lo el b'yan mechalalecha. Right? You are not. You are a human being. Mose arelim tamus b'yan zarim. Ki ani divarti no mashem alakim. Remember who you are, not to focus on anything more. That's part one. So again, maybe this is a repeat. Maybe this is referring to someone else, as the Malbim pointed out before, Ben Adam. But either way, it starts off by describing the king of Tzor as having a lot of potential, but then falling. Sakina al Melech Tzor. V'yamartelos. Talk about a kina Melech Tzor and tell him as follows. Tell him as follows. Right? The Ema Banim Smecha, a number of times in the Sefer, Rav Teichtel, but one of the times he talks about our pasuk here, but he talks about how Hiram was dafka used to build a base of Migdash. Isn't that unusual? Why dafka Hashem to build a base of Migdash would do that? So he says we find many times in history that when there's something very special coming into the world, Hashem does it in a way that the Makatragim, the prosecuting forces, won't notice, Api Kabbalah, and in that way it's able to come to fruition, and once it's there, then it's done. So on page Kuf Chav Zayin, V'lachor b'emes pela, lama sive v'chadosh baruch hu, kein livnos Yerushalayim u'beis ha-migdash ha-yidei goy, v'lo yidei adam tzadik. Why is it that both batei migdash, the first one with Hiram, the second one with Koresh, right, complete, why was it? Why was it Davka HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it this way? It says what I've said a number of times in the Sefer. To ba'eishish kitrog ba'kadosh baruch hu wrote said ba'amo lasos lem tova v'yeshua muchrechu kaviyachal Hashem kaviyachal is forced lahastira davar lefnei makatragim kedei shelo yikatragu ulasiach daita mizos hatova, so they don't focus on it. As bedor shel Ezra, like in the door of Ezra, they weren't roi l'neis, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas. Al kein muchrechaya lahalim adavar b'nei makatragim v'ilu hayo abonim anashim tzadikim. Hayu hadavar goli leini makatrigim mashal rotsim lasas binyan hazeh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had a dafka through goy, through koresh. They said, oh, what is this? And then he says, v'nira li'od, suggests Rav Techtel. Maybe that's also why, an amazing idea. So why didn't Ezra try to get them to do tshuva right away? After he had a base of Migdash, that's when he went and started getting rid of the intermarriages, v'chulu. Why didn't he do it right away? Says suggests the Ema Banam Smecha because of this reason. Because maybe the base of Migdash would then never have been built. He has the means right now with these people, just do it. These people? No way. And that's what he says, so to Bismanenu. He says that Bismanenu in the beginning of the state, the beginning of before the state, he died. But the early Olim in the first part of the 20th century, so many of them were not only not religious, but anti-religious. And they were far from Torah, but they were building Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ema Badam Smecha. Who knows? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing a number of times. This is the Geula. And we have to recognize it, and we have to strengthen their hands. And then he just adds an editorial note. V'da, d'kol ma shekasavti al boni ha'aretz, v'chinisi osam b'shem rishayim chas v'shalom. When I call them that, and we can, you can have Rishon build the land, b'zman hazeh, I'm using that in quotes. Came. I'm just calling them using the phrase that the Kanoim used. They don't think that the Boni Haaretz are Kibi Shluchei Derachmana. What an unbelievable paragraph. I don't agree with them. And he says, you have to know, that's, he said, quotes from the Rebbe from Riminov, the second son in the Agada, he never called a Rasha, he just called him a Ben Asheni, because he doesn't want to call anybody a Rasha. Either way, that's why Hiram was involved in building the Beis HaMikdash, as well as Koresh, and as well, says the Ma'onis Mecha, as those who started the Aliyah in the 1800s and the 1900s. Many of them not connected to Torah. They were still the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, says the Yechezkel, Ben Adam, lift up a kid on the king, and say that, Amar Talo, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Atah Chosim Tachnis, Malei Chachma Klilofi. You started off, you were a stamp. You were a model. You were great. Be'eden Gan Elokim Ayita, you were in Gan Eden. That's the Medrash that talks about how Hiram went into Gan Eden alive, based on this pasuk. Others say, the Rashi quotes the Targum, it just means you had everything. You were comfortable. The Medrash, Rashi quotes, maybe it's a reference to Adam Arishon as a rhetorical. Are you Adam Arishon? Be'eden Gan Eden Elokim Ayita? Either way. So it says, Kol Evan Yakara Misu Chasecha, you had everything. Oden, Pitita, Yalom, all of these special jewels that were on the Choshen, Tarsha, Shoam, Yashvei, Saper, Nofech, Varkat Vizal, Malechas, Tupechu, Nukavechabach, Biyomi, Baracha, Konanu. You had the Malacha of Tupim and Nekavim, different types of instruments. What does that mean? Tupecho unikavecha. So the Gemara Darshins in Maseches Babasra, Tupecho unikavecha are items that you have to blow into. That's referring to the intestines of a person, that they have a lot of air in them. Says the Gemara, Amar Vida Marav, Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu Lechira Melatzur, Becha Nistakalti, Ubarasi Nekavim Nekavim Ba'adam. You have a physical body just like everybody else has a Bidukabazi. And you are raising yourself up. Rashi there. Kishabrati Olami Shata Asid Limrod. Velasot Atzmacha Eloa. Ubarasi Ba'adam Nekavim. Shamosin Rei. Right? You have to go to the bathroom. Right? Power try to fake it. But, you know, you're somebody physical. Right? Don't you have the digestion and respiration. Somebody can think of themselves as a god. They're subject to the elements. They're susceptible to disease. Right? That's what Tupecha Unikavecha Bach. Right? You have this. Right? That's what the Rama writes in Arachayim, in the Siman about Asher Yatzar, Mafli Lasos. That's the Rama quotes Dvar Atzmi. Dvar Atzmi at the end of Sif Aleph of Siman Hey. He says, Shemafli Lasos Masha Shomer Ruach Adam Bekirbo. Vikosher Dabar Ruchani Bedabar Gashmi. How is it possible that, you know, if you have a balloon and you put a needle in a balloon, all the air goes out. And a person, a human being, right, all the air stays in. And he puts the neshama inside and it doesn't come out. Fa'akoluhu al yedeshu rofe chol basar ki az ha'adam bekava brius v'nishmaso mishtameris bekirbo. The amazing mafli lasos, but based on the fact that we have tupim and we have all these, wind instrument, so to speak, in us. How could you think that you're a god, Tsur, king of Tsur? At Kruv Mimshach HaSochech, we continue. He talks about all the other things that he has. Tamata b'drachecham yomi barcha, you were good. Nimsa avlas abach, until things started coming apart. Barov ruchulascha malu tocha chamas v'techto, all of a sudden, chamas robbery and sin. V'chalelcha me'ar elokim, v'abedcha kruv hasokei mitocha avnei esh. You were from the har elokim, you were connected to the base of Mikdash, but eventually you sinned and you will have to be punished for it. Yud Zayin, gava libcha b'yafyecha. Your heart was raised. I didn't mention this before, but the Ramban already points out in Dvarim that a king has a special worry about Gaiva, right? Because it's very easy for him. That's why Dafka, the Torah says, why does he have to have a Torah with him all the time? Levilti rum levavo me'echav. So his heart isn't raised. He always has to have a Torah. Says the Ramban, Nirmaz bakan b'Torah iser hageus. Right, it's Nirmaz here, the Isser of Gaiva. What else does it say in the Torah? You can't be arrogant. Right here. Kiyakasev Yimna, okay, Varam Lavavecha also, but Akiyakasev Yimna es Hamelech Migeus from Mamus Halev. The Torah says a king cannot be uplifted. V'kol Shekein Acherim, Shenem Ruim Lakach, surely others that are not royal, at least a king, you might have thought there's a Havamina, what he has, he could raise himself up, even a king can't. Ki Bera Uyla Hisro Memulis Gadel, Yazi Renu Lio Lavavo Shafel, Kachol Echav Aktanim Imenu. Ki Agaiva Mida Maguna Vinim Eses Eitzah Halokim Afilu B'melech. Hashem hates Gaiva. You're taking up space from him, and that is not what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. If you look in the Sefer HaYikarim, in Maimar Beis Perak Yudalit, he also talks about this pasuk, and he says that a Kaddish Baruch Hu often is described in anthropomorphic terms. So we know that Hashem is described as Kel Kano, Bal Chema, Nokim, and Noter. It's all to help us understand it. All to help us understand that Hashem is called a Gaiva, right? Hashem is Tovas Hashem called Gava Lev, but Hashem is called one who has Gaiva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything. Gaiva is when it's inappropriate, but Hashem is called that just to show that he has everything and he is Shalem. Right? And there he says, Tzur, he quotes the pasuk, Yan Gava Libcha, Vatomer Eloni. Right? He says, Miska'im B'malchus, Hashem removes it from you because you're obviously not using what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you as a tool. Continuing. So, Shechata B'chachmascha Al Yifasecha, you have destroyed your wisdom. Yurches, Meirov Avonecha, Be'evel Ruchulascha, Chilata Mikdashecha, with your great sins you have been Mechalo the Mikdash, Votzi Eish Mitochacha, I will remove fire from within you. So most say that Eish is sin, right? Or Rashi says, Divrei Gaiva, Shiesim Epicha, right? Gaiva. Or Sai, I'm going to take it out from you. The Maharal in Netzach Yisrael in Perach Avches discusses that Malchus Yisrael always comes from Malchus Umos Ha'olam. They're always the contrast. A seed grows only when there's total destruction and the seed disintegrates and then it grows. Often you have opposites in order to create the existence afterwards. And he quotes that the Malchus Ha'umos is like a klipa, like the shell and peel on the Malchus Yisrael that comes afterwards. And he quotes this pasuk of Otzi Eish Mitochacha. It's also in Gevuras Hashem in Perak Yudches. That the Malchus that's going to come afterwards, that's alluded to at the end of this parak, as we'll see, right, that's going to come out. Hiachalascha, and it's going to eat you up. And you will be one that has to deal with ashes on your head, as was described. Next, just the ending of the parak, we go from Tsur to Sidon. Sidon must have been a nation that also felt the same way about the Bnei Yisrael's downfall as Sor, because Vayidvar Hashem alayli mar ben adam sim penecha al tzidon v'hinave aleha and komar Hashem alokim ini nalach tzidon v'rechbati b'sochech v'yaduki ini Hashem v'asosi b'shvatim. I will also take you to task and punish you for everything that you have done and the fact that you have been a thorn in the side of Am Yisrael. Komar Hashem alokim, and finally the parak ends off with a promise of Kibbutz Galias. This is the beginning, the last two psukim here. And the next parak is the Haftarah for Parshas Va'era. And here we talk about nations getting punished as being a sign of love of Am Yisrael and a simon of Mishpat. And that obviously is what Parshas Va'era is about. Parshas Va'era with the Makos leading to the Mitzriim recognizing Hashem. That is what this parak is about as well. So the parak ends off. Hashem, as I gather Am Yisrael from the nations, v'nikdashti bam le'nei agoyim, and I will be sanctified in front of the other nations. Right? Even though all this, a lot of the sefer is all about Chorban, but it's part of a divine plan, and there will be time to come back. V'yashval adam asher nasati la'avdi li'yakov, and they will sit on the adama they gave to Avdi Yaakov. Right, a few people in Tanakh are called Avdi. Avdi Yaakov. Ovadia is called Avdi. Moshe, Yoshua, only a number of people are called Eved. V'yashvu alei la'vetach, they will sit with security. Uvanu batim v'natu kramim, they'll build houses and kramim. V'yashvu la'vetach. Basosi shvatim, as I do shvatim, b'kol ashatim osam, misviv osam, all of those that try to go up against them. V'yadu, ki ani Hashem elokeim, and they, meaning Jews and non-Jews, will know that I am Hashem. The same phrase appears twice in this pasuk. V'yashu ala levetach, they'll be betach. So why dafka the double lashon? The Meshechachma points out in Vayikra and Perachav Hey, pasuk yud ches, there are two types of dangers that one might have to protect against when one is trying to settle a land. Number one is religious persecution, and number two is financial and economic. Right, one might be attacked because there's a religious, another nation that does not like you, and there's another type because they just want your financial. So maybe that's what's referring to here. It's both. They will have security both from the financial and from that's the second one after banu batim natu kramim, and also from the dot. Read you the lashon of the. Read the lashon of the Meshechachma here in Perek Chaf Hey Pasuk Yud Ches says the Meshechachma Yishnei Sinos Lulum Haachas Bitzat Sinas Hadat Hamafredes Bein Haamim Vashenis Bitzat Sinas Hakina Meha Osher Veha Maala V'Lachein Amar Vasisim Eschu Kosai V'Chulu V'Chulu, and he says V'Zek Gam Kima Amar V'Yeches Kosof Perek Chaf Ches. This double lashon, they will have the double security, and that's what we daven for as we're getting into Kibbutz Golias. That is what Yecheskel says, that we daven for the day that there was Kibbutz Golias and all of Am Yisrael comes back and everybody recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Again, all these prakim, most of the first prakim, most of the prakim at the beginning of the Sefer were all about Am Yisrael and the Churban. Now we've been talking about the other nations. Next parak will be talking about Mitzrayim, again a couple of other nations until we get to, as we've been looking forward to, the last part of Yecheskel, which talks all about the future Bayis Shlishi, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.